I'm Jesse Robertson from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Parc.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Krista Herringa. I am 32 years old, and I am recording a story with my friend.
My name is Arlo Nahruk Davis. I am 36 years old, and I am recording a story with my professional associate. We're buddies.
We're buddies. Could you tell me a little bit about where you grew up, who your family is?
I mostly grew up in Nome with my dad, and then would go out to Selawik once or twice a year to go visit my mom, toured the Lower 48 for a little bit in a Volkswagen van that was named Van Gogh. And we were in Moscow in 91 when the coup happened. And it was all fun and games to me as I was a kid because I was just completely in the hands of my dad.
And your mom's from Selawik?
My mom is from Selawik. Her mother, my grandmother, was an illegitimate child back when that was really not cool. So she was adopted by my namesake. My Eskimo name is Nahruk. All arrows point to her dad being a Jewish guy that went up to that region and started a couple of stores. And so I've got Jewish ancestry on my mom's side. And then her dad, my grandpa, has some roots to the interior in the Athabascan country, but I don't know a whole lot about that. And then my dad is from Montana. He's got roots that go back to Italy.
Sounds like we have a lot of overlapping roots and stories. I was born in Fairbanks, raised here, but mostly my mom brought us all around the world, starting when I was 7. She's a nurse, now a nurse midwife, but she did a lot of medical-related things all around. The first place I went outside of the U.S. was British Guiana, northern part of South America.
Do you remember the first time you experienced being out of doors while it's dark and also warm and possibly windy?
That trip, kind of like here in Alaska, the rivers are the roads. And so we'd travel at night, and it was a different sky than what I'd seen here. I still am fascinated by night skies. When I was in high school, my parents lived in Australia for like 3 months, and we went up to this place in the north outside of town called Port Hedland, and there was no trees, no topography. It was just really, really flat where we were. So you could see the stars from horizon to horizon, and you could see the Big Dipper upside down on the bottom of the horizon.
Weird.
It was so weird. You enrolled in a graduate program here at UAF. What was your motivation and what were you hoping to get out of that experience?
So I was in my last year getting my English degree down at UAA in Anchorage with a dance minor. Finally ended up deciding that I would shop around for grad schools, but by then most of the application deadlines had passed. And so I thought, well, what's going on up in Fairbanks? And I bumped into the Arctic and Northern Studies program.
Once in the graduate school educational flow, what was your experience like?
Well, let's see. So at the grad school orientation pizza night, I asked the organizers for some mic time. I encouraged everyone to share their knowledge and expertise internationally in order to build strong international peaceful relationships, because I've been in war-torn countries. We were in Georgia, the Republic of Georgia, when they were being bombed, and all we had to eat for like 6 weeks straight was kasha, buckwheat. Sometimes we had butter. Sometimes we had honey. That was really good. Sometimes we'd get an egg or two. Those were really good. And one time we were downtown at the market and there was two big summer sausages hanging up for sale. and my dad bought one of the sausages and some bread. Bread and sausage still is like one of my favorite things to eat. It just gets me. But I asked him years later why he didn't buy both of the sausages. And he said that he left the other one for someone else to buy. So I've got this visceral experience of war. And I make this impassioned plea to all of these new grad students from all over the world. And it was crickets afterwards. My next big eye-opener was in one of my fall classes. The book that I was kind of assigned was on a famous living Alaska Native person. And I thought it was a horrible book. And wanted to give a presentation that highlighted where I thought the book was going off and also do it in a way that leaned on my dance experience. So I had this song by Di Antwoord. This rapper starts out, he's going off, and then the record scratch sound comes on and you can hear them saying, "Well, hey, what's going on?" And they're like, "Oh, that's just not working." And I wanted to use that song in my presentation, but my professor didn't like the song because of its lewd, crude language. And that's when I really started to learn that power dynamics in the university are alive and well.
Similar to you, I've also spent a lot of time in war-torn areas and also think a lot about the implications of war and often wondering what brings war, and when people no longer can understand each other or connect. So I'm just curious from you, like having that hit against these really hard interactions with people at this institution, and does that motivate you more or does it demotivate you more in your work?
The latter. In your future? I mean, both, I guess. But when I kind of figured out that I don't need a master's degree to get my hands dirty in the village relocation work, I kind of lost most of my motivation to care about anything grad school. I think I've gotten a lot more quiet, and I feel a lot less starry-eyed. I guess I'm looking for where I can be productive, looking for the crowd or the circle or the platform or something, if that makes sense.
Yep, it does. But you are finding your niches. So it seems like from an outsider view, like you're honing into that.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Just want to thank you for taking part of your day to sit and share part of your story with me. And
I think we just became better friends, Krista.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.